is it stable for what, you know, if you build something in SwiftUI, is it stable enough for you to release to production? You know, forget about the features, that, you know, forget about all the extra features it does or it doesn't do. You know, if it doesn't do half the stuff you want it to do, then you shouldn't be building it in SwiftUI, you know. If you can build something, whether it's just one page that harnesses some information and it looks good, it's stable, you know, and you don't have to do any hacks or anything with it, or you're not, you know, refactor a load of code in order to get it in a certain way. If that works, then it's stable for you, you know. Turning around and saying, okay, should I build a brand new app from scratch? Again, it depends on what you're building. You know, I did radio app for my local community radio station, and I decided to do it in SwiftUI. And I think I targeted iOS 13. It was just after, it was about halfway through when the full release came out. And I did it just as a, you know, just again, you know, I thought it was, you know, I better build something in SwiftUI just to say I've done it, really. I did it in SwiftUI, and there were a couple of points when I almost had to stop and say, I can't remember exactly what they were, stop and say, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to finish it? Is it going to give me exactly what I want? And it eventually it did. It gave me everything I needed it to do. And it was all in SwiftUI, and I didn't have to cut any corners, you know, and I was happy. And so for me, that was production ready.
That's Chris Barker, a principal engineer at Jaguar Land Rover, reflecting on the production stability of SwiftUI. He'll be joining me this week on The Engineering Leader, talking all things iOS and Swift. In the meantime, remember, we all write bad code. If you disagree, you may as well switch off.